Chasing the Devil's Tail. Weekends are for music.
Talking to the devil.
With Max Inc. on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM.
Talking to the devil.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin. Hope you're all doing well. 92.7 FM in Madison. 101 FM, the Shaw, 540 AM, WAUK. Out in Waukesha and Milwaukee. Hope you're all having a good night. Of course, worldwide on the Devil Radio app rocker. And if you've missed any part of the show, you want to hear it again, you can hear the replay tomorrow or tonight at midnight, tomorrow at 6 and midnight. And of course, download the podcast at maxincradio.com.
Nick, you have a show tomorrow night, June 5th, at the Lone Girl Brewing Company in Wanakee from 3 to 5 p.m. And then you have a small farm tour weekend. July 22nd, you're at Schuster's Farm in Deerfield, and July 23rd, you're at the Cider Farm in the Mad City. Watch out for that hard apple cider. It sneaks up on you.
And watch your step at the farms.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ba-dum-bum. Yeah. No, yeah, it's those are going to be great shows. So tomorrow, yeah, Lone Girl in Wanakee. It's actually the first time I've actually played that venue. So if you are so kind and have the afternoon free, come on out, have a crowd with me. We're going to have a lot of fun. It's up on their rooftop. So that'll be a lot of fun.
How cool. And the weather should be doing pretty good tomorrow.
Yeah, in the afternoon at least for sure.
Schuster's is a great place.
Oh, yeah. I played there last year. That place is awesome. And if you have kids, bring them along because there's tons of fun stuff to do for them.
And you're playing the Deerfield Church Festival in Deerfield on August 20th. I'm assuming they'll be serving plenty of coffee at that festival.
I certainly hope so.
Nick, 20 years ago, you were in an indie rock duo called Gemini's Rival, and it featured your good friend and musical compadre, Dan Lezama. Tell us about Gemini's Rival.
Yeah, you bet. So this was the duo group that Dan and I created out of our four-piece rock band called Din Addiction in high school. And then as we were moving, transitioning to college, we still wanted to play together. He was in Minnesota. I was here in Madison. And so we would get together over weekends. We'd drive to each other's respective colleges and play out in that town or wherever, and you know, college parties, wherever we could play, anyone who would listen. We had a blast doing it. We played a ton of shows, and we just played a lot of fun, high energy acoustic rock sort of indie, you know, original material. And we're a bunch of goofy adolescence essentially, and we still kind of are, even though we're like in our 40s now with families. But anyway, we are rebooting a bunch of material from our heyday, from back in the late 90s, early 2000s, when we were really playing quite a bit out. And it's been so much fun because Dan lives out in North Carolina, so we're using the magic of technology to remotely record stuff and mix it together, even though we're not in the same place. However, next month, we are getting together, renting a house and jamming out a bunch of tunes to try to capture a bunch of stuff and hopefully write some new stuff. So,
wow,
it's going to be fun. It's fun for us and those who knew our group. So maybe not anyone else.
But, like a house somewhere off the beaten path.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, we found a rustic Airbnb. So hopefully it's not
haunted. Yeah. Yeah, pulling the remote. Wow, you're like Black Sabbath or Zeppelin or something.
There you go.
Hey, let's get back to the live music with Nick Venturilla here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. This next song is by Gemini's Rival, and it's called Everlasting in the End. Is this a song about gobstoppers?
It should be. No, it's not. This is actually just kind of a little love song.
Love song.
Yeah, you know, we had the breakup songs. We gotta counter that with something more romantic. So, Dan and I wrote this together, and this is circa 1998, I think. Touring the Coffee Circuit was the album that this was on. So I'll do my solo version of Everlasting in the End here. So here we go.
Morning to the rising sun, look at myself and what I've become, and I don't know just what I've done, but you make me better. are the winner of my love, and I'm a sinner because it took so long for me to realize you're the one I want. You're the one for me. You're all I need. Time may have changed, you're still the same to me, so beautiful as always. Like a lost soul, and I can't help it, I'm getting old. I need someone, if it's only to hold, and you make me better. You are the winner of my love, and I'm a sinner because it took so long for me to realize you're the one I want. You're the one for me. You're all I need. Time may have changed, you're still the same to me, so beautiful as always.
So then this is the spot where Dan and I, when we were playing live, we might introduce the band, just the two of us, and then we get real quiet.
Just pretend I had bad luck, but in the end you came along and you held my hand, and you make me better. You are the I'm a sinner because it took so long for me to realize you're the one I want. You're the one for me. You're all I need. The time may have changed, you're still the same to me, so beautiful as always. Zoe's.
Nick Ventrella, live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Nick, it does not sound like you're someone to let grass grow under your feet. And during the pandemic, it sounds like you kept yourself busy. You started building unique upcycled guitars. Okay, what's an upcycled guitar? Is it related to the union cycle or single string or something?
Well, it could be. Maybe. We could build it with a single wheel and one string, that when the spokes go around, it plays a tune.
Yeah, that'd be a visual.
We might
too.
Be onto something here. Patent pending, maybe? I don't know. Anyway, so no, COVID hit, the pandemic hit. I wasn't playing live gigs, as really no one was. And I love guitar. We already established this earlier. And I have always wanted to build my own guitar, but I'm not really a luthier. I'm an artist. I'm a visual artist and have done woodworking and sculpture stuff before. But drawing and painting was always my forte. And so I was like, okay, how do I combine playing guitar and building a guitar? YouTube videos. So I watched a bunch of YouTube videos and figured out how to do some of this. But what I really did, because I didn't want to start from scratch, was I started to find old used guitar parts and old materials. And that's where it's upcycled. So it's these things that were essentially discarded, and I'm recycling and giving them new life in a different way. So I look at it as I'm keeping old guitars out of landfills. I'm finding them online and buying up for parts and stripping them and building custom bodies and different designs. And each guitar is totally different. And they all have like a funky title. And I try to build like a little backstory of that's related to the title. Like the last one I just did was called the Alabama Moonshine guitar. It just looked relict and
sounds like something different.
Yeah, it just looked relict and sort of beat up, but it was a custom body design that was something between like a Jazzmaster and like a Firebird or something. And but anyway, it's been a ton of fun. You can go to nickvguitars.com if you want to see any of those guitar builds. I've got about 20 some, and I've sold at least 14 or so in the last year and a half. So it's just been a lot of fun.
Let's get back to some live music with Nick Venturilla here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Sal's Tomato Pies. This next song is called Too Long, and it's from your 2004 album, Linear Cycle of the Seasons. Is this another breakup song?
Absolutely.
Oh.
It's kind of.
How many times can we break up in a show here?
Well, how long you got?
This is emotionally draining for me here.
But yeah, I've been right three times, Jimmy.
I know. Yeah, so this is that situation where you realize the relationship probably should have ended a couple months back, and it's just been lingering, and you just haven't kind of pulled the trigger on ending it. Right. And it's just you let it go on too long. That's what this song's about. So here we go. Too long.
Something's missing, and I'm feeling it. Yes, I'm feeling it in you. I can't fix it, so I'm healing it. Yes, I'm healing it in me. What's the difference if the heart you steal has all the appeal you need? Still I listen, but you're killing me with the things you do and say. 2 months, 2 days, a little too long, and I pray that I'm wrong now. I think together we're alone, and we're already gone now. You can't deny it, you and I relied on it a bit too much. That struggle between who's wrong and who's right, and when it's love, it's the fear of each other leaving, which is the reason we're here. But it's alright, well I cut the string so you and I can repair. 2 months, 2 days, a little too long, and I pray that I'm wrong now. I think source of light. Something's missing, and I'm feeling it in you. Something's missing, and I'm feeling it in you. and I pray that I'm wrong now. I think together we were alone, and we're already gone now. Already gone now. Already gone now. Already gone now.
Very nice. Nick, man, you got some pipes, man. I love your vocal range.
Thank you.
How you sound, man. The guitar is good. Live in the Devil's Lair. All right, we got about 5 minutes before the hard break at the top of the hour here.
All right, Nick. Well, we talked about your music career, music biz coaching, visual arts, building guitars, writing books, and you're a dad. Are your children playing music yet?
They're getting there. My oldest is, I don't know if he's as much a musician as he is a front man. Like a David Lee Roth.
Nice.
The younger one, I see him being a little more serious, getting into an instrument.
Well, Nick, thank you so much for taking the time to come in and play for us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Oh, thanks. My pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity and everybody listening. Thank you.
And now tell our listeners one more time where we can find everything Nick Venturilla online.
Yeah, you bet. So Nick, N-I-C-K, V as in Victor, music, nickvmusic.net. So it kind of rolls off your tongue, nickvmusic.net. And that's you can find everything there.
Now we have time for one more song here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The last song you have for us tonight is from your 2006 album, Sweet Sonic. And it's called What Will Be Will Be. Is this a song of acceptance?
Sort of. Yeah. I mean, it's really about kind of destiny. Sort of. It doesn't really matter what path you choose. Just pick a path, and whatever path you go down, you'll end up where you're supposed to end up.
All right. Let's get it in. We got 4 minutes right now, and it's all yours, Nick.
All right.
The Devil's Lair.
Thank you.
Ambiguity. It's the end, beginning, and in between of where you are and where you wanna be. Never really satisfied. There's always something on the rise. The further we fall, the harder we seem to try. But sometimes we forget the adventure lies in the ride. Adversity always leads to struggle, hope, and anxiety. A life-altering destiny in sight. Adding to the recipe, some support so you succeed. So through the darkness, you can see the light. But sometimes we forget the adventure lies in the fight. Giving in to each other until this life we're living in gives way to another. And I say, if love is all you got to give, if it's all you got, then it's all you give. It's all you give. From my birth to my death, I'm always gonna be on a quest for something bigger than just me. I don't care which way you go, just pick a path and then you'll know. What will be will always be. And then
Nick Venturella live here in the Devil's Lair. Just remember, you can catch Nick tomorrow night, June 5th, at the Lone Girl Brewing Company in Wanakee from 3 to 5 p.m. And then July 22nd at Schuster's Farm in Deerfield, and July 23rd at the Cider Farm in the Mad City. Jimmy, a Devil's Lair.
Yeah, Nick, thank you so much for coming in and playing for us tonight.
Oh, my pleasure. You. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, man. Rocker, you got Max and Kevy coming up. I see you have new stuff in the playlist.
Yeah, Crestfall. Hey, they're going to be playing at the Bacon and Brews down at Bree Stevens coming up in July, and they're actually Bad Habits, a cover band, but they're a metal band, too.
Holy cow. Well, stick around for that. It's Max Inc. Radio on a Saturday night on Devil Radio 92.7.
Tale. Weekends are for music.
Talking to the devil.
With Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM.
Talking to the devil.